Blog Talk Radio.
Seeing it, the more people who have gotten vaccinated, the more people that we're trying to get vaccinated. And the way it seems right now with the COVID restrictions being lifted and things like that, now it's a question of, have you gotten the shot or not? Have you gotten the shot or not? In other words, can I trust you not to give me a virus that has killed 600,000 Americans and a lot more than that worldwide? So let's talk about it, be about it, get into it. We're going to do it. Everything is going to flow like liquid fluid. It's going to be okay. Let's get into it. Urban Therapy with Sun, Sun 752, and this is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. We do this every single weekend from 11:30. Well, it's really 11:30 a.m. till around 1-ish. And the reason that we say 1-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Sunday. And it is a Sunday. And it's a beautiful Sunday. And it's warm outside. It's in the 90s, baby. Sunshine. Sunshine, baby. Everything is going to be out. Good and good to see. I'm glad to see y'all. I hope everybody is feeling like a real man should. I know I'm feeling like a real man should. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss, and fight, go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We push each other on the swings and up the sliding board, and we play on the merry-go-round, the sandbox, and on the monkey bars, just having a good old time. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see how the universe thrusts us into this thing called life that we gotta live. Take a little bit of what we need and we got to give, and everything is going to be okay. So, like I said, I'm glad to see y'all and I'm glad to be here. And this is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. And this morning, right now, brothers, right now, sisters, we are talking about the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Now, I'm not going to ask y'all, have you been vaccinated or not? Or, you know, have you taken the shot or not? That's what we've been saying. Have you gotten the shot? Have you gotten the shot or not? And if you have, what are your reasons? Well, I mean, one of the reasons is pretty clear. But when you expand what some of the reasons may be, some of the individual reasons that people have gotten the shot may be, I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense. It makes sense that you would try to protect your health. It makes sense that you would try to make sure that the people around you are protected as well. It makes sense that you don't want to die an untimely death. It makes sense that you would try to follow the advice of health professionals and you know, do what's best for you and yours. All of that stuff makes sense. Trust factors kick in. When we have to weigh the way that we will, well, when we have to determine the way that we will try to keep ourselves healthy and happy and free by the trust that we have in the pharmaceutical industry, that's where a lot of our issues and a lot of our separation comes in. That's where a lot of the problems are. Right there. Can we trust the pharmaceutical industry? Can we trust them? Is it real? I don't know if we can. I know that I don't. A lot of people have issues about how fast they created this vaccine. Like, we didn't even know about any COVID-19 until 2020, and we started reacting to it around February and March. Shut down in March. And in less than a year's time, we have a vaccination for a virus that's supposed to keep us safe. Throws up a lot of red flags for some people. Like, how did you create a vaccine, a protective vaccine for something that fast? You know, a lot of people will tell you AIDS has been around for almost close to 40 years. We've been dealing with AIDS. Close to 40 years, we've been dealing with AIDS. No vaccine to this day. And they've been talking about developing a vaccine for AIDS for 2 decades now, at least. It's been around for 4 decades, and we still don't have a vaccine for it till this day. Now, many of us believe that they have developed a vaccine or treatment for HIV, and HIV numbers are nowhere near what they used to be, and the death threat of having HIV is nowhere near what it was in the 80s and in the 90s. But you have to, speaking of the 90s, AIDS wasn't even a year old. I mean, I'm sorry, wasn't even a decade old when Magic Johnson contracted the virus, and he's still alive and well today. When he got it in 1991, people were still dying of AIDS. Many people died of AIDS after that. I had a cousin who died of AIDS in 2019. Is it a situation where if you have enough money or enough insurance, then you will live. Well, that sure wasn't the case in the 80s and 90s for a lot of people, especially in the 80s. Nobody survived when they had AIDS. And, you know, let's look that up. Let's look that up for a second. Let's take a look at it. Stacey White says, I face my fear. And Emily says, I was out before the people. Oh, it was out before the people were aware of it, though. I don't believe that shit. Unless you're talking about COVID. Yeah. COVID-19 was definitely out. That's why the 19 stands for 2019. But, you know, let these scientists talk about it. AIDS was out. HIV was out in the 70s and all that. I ain't trying to hear that shit. I'm not trying to hear that, see? No. He's trying to say it was in the 70s and maybe even as far back as the 60s. I'm like, okay. Whatever, man. Whatever. But let's see. Let me see if anybody who contracted AIDS in the 80s is still alive. Because I don't know of anybody who lived through it. Is anyone still alive who contracted AIDS in the 1980s?
According to GaysTarNews.com, survivors of the 1980s AIDS crisis have shared accounts of their experiences.
Wow. Five dark realities of living through the 1980s AIDS crisis. Wait a minute. So let's look at this one. Fuck that. Let's look at this one. I thought nobody from the 80s survived. Let's see. Let me see. Survivors of the 1980s AIDS crisis reveal what happened to them. Survivors of the 1980s have shared accounts of their experiences. As the UK celebrates LGBT history, how old is this? 2015? Okay. All right. Real LGBTI people remember the confusion, the lack of information, the lack of support from the government because of the suffering from the virus known only as at the time as GRID, gay-related immune deficiency. I'm a 62-year-old gay man. I thankfully made it through the epidemic that started in the early 80s and went right through the mid-90s. You ask, what was it like? I don't know. I can't even begin to tell you how many ways AIDS has affected my life, even though I never caught the virus. I ain't talking about if you ain't. Shit, we all survivors. I want to know. I want to know about people who got it. Like, are there any people who got it? Let me see. This is a gay article. No. Okay. Okay. Let me see. I knew a woman around that time who had at one point been making bank in construction, but at the outset of the AIDS crisis, she had abandoned her career to pursue nursing instead. And was close to her degree when we were hanging out. She was a big, hearty drinker, and unfortunately, so was I. We began utterly thrashed. We've been utterly thrashed at a bar once, and someone whispered a fairly benign but nonetheless unwelcoming comment about her. Middle fingers were exchanged, and afterwards, furious and indignant, I asked her, why do you do it? Why do you abandon a career to take care of these assholes who still won't pay you any respect? I don't know. That this article ain't doing it. this article ain't doing it. Let me see. Where? Okay, Jonathan Grinshaw. I tested. Pot. Wait a minute. Wow. Hold on. Jonathan Grinshaw. I tested HIV positive in 1984. Jonathan Grinshaw was one of the first men to be infected by HIV in Britain here. He talks about survival and the illness that has become his life's work. Now, what is the... This was 2011. I'll take it. By the beginning of 1987, Jonathan Grinshaw had established himself as the UK's most visible HIV-positive man. He looked striking. He was 32, bald, and he often wore a bow tie. He spoke eloquently about the terrible disease, something he'd been diagnosed with soon after the test became available in February 1984. With no specific treatments, his prognosis was not good, but he believed his best chances of survival lay within the realms of activism, honesty, and education. So he wasn't at all surprised one day to be seated on a sofa for an explicit live television program with Clay Rayner. It was National AIDS Week, first of its kind. Okay, but I ain't gonna read this whole thing, but how about that? So, I want to see if he's still alive. Okay. As of June 2010, there has been 26,262 diagnoses of AIDS in the UK, and there are about 90,000 people living with HIV. I asked Grinshaw how many people from the original body positive support group. What the hell? What happened? Okay. Support group was still around. Okay. He says, I think they're all dead. Four definitely are, and the fifth I lost touch with. I think I would have heard if he was still alive. I wonder whether he ever asked himself, why me? Not really. I don't think my survival is a result of anything I've done or not done. I think it's just a particular makeup of my immune system. I am extremely lucky. Yeah, he's the only person I've ever heard of that was still alive, you know, from the 80s who got the virus. Man, that was a death sentence. Remember, they were saying 5 years tops. That was how it was going down in the 80s. If you got AIDS, you're going to live 5 years, and then it's coitance for you, man. It's coitance. So I'm glad to hear that somebody from the 80s that had AIDS in the 80s is still around. But, you know, pushing it up to 2021, we lost so many people in the pandemic so fast from COVID-19. Whether you believe the numbers are correct or whether they're a little bit fabricated, maybe you think that they might be more truth than lies, but there are definitely some lies. I'm leaning more towards that. I think that there's more truth than lies, but there are definitely some lies. There's definitely some fabrication, you know. But a lot of people did die. So if you take 600,000 people from the United States who died from COVID-19, even if you believe only half of them really died from it, that's a lot of people. That is an awful lot of people to die from one thing. So it's not something you can just sweep under the rug or act like doesn't exist. So for us to get a vaccine that fast from that experience, it's like many of us don't really know what's in it. We don't really know what it does. My real concern and my only concern is, Is it, does it work, and is it safe? Does it work, and is it safe? That's what I need to know. By the way, y'all can call into the show. If y'all want to call in and talk about this, the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call us at 319-527-6199. 319-527-6199, 319-527-6199, 319-527-6199. Y'all can call and express the way y'all feel about this. Like I said, is it safe? Does it work? Does it work? Is it safe? Does it work? Is it safe? And safety, I mean, is it safe to take now? What are the long-term effects? What does it do? What's it going to do? What it did to do? And I think that we have the right to know exactly what the risks are of something that we are putting in our bloodstream. I don't know about y'all, but I get real funny when people talk about putting something in my bloodstream. Call me crazy. I know what this government has done to us. And I'm on some other shit because I really wonder if black people and white people are getting the vaccine. I don't have any way of knowing. Maybe I'm wrong for thinking that way, but I do. I don't know if we're getting the same thing. I know the former president of the United States got the shot, but he won't encourage his followers to get it. I think that's a little weird. That's a little strange. That's a little peculiar. It's definitely very suspicious. The shot that he got, was that the same shot that we'll get? The treatments that he got, are those the same treatments that we would get if we contracted the virus? And when I ask about whether it works or not, what I mean by that is in terms of if I take the shot, will it stop me from getting the virus? And that's not what they're saying. They're not saying, well, I'll tell you, I think that there's a little bit of conflicting information because on one hand, they say that it will protect you from getting the virus. On the other hand, they say, well, but not all the way. You can still get the virus, but you won't die from the virus. You probably won't even be hospitalized because of the virus. And for the Moderna shot and for the Pfizer shot, you have to get two. You have to get the first shot. And I'm like, well, what does the first shot do? Because they say you have to do the second shot. Is the first shot just a little bit of vaccine to see if your body can handle it or if it will have a negative reaction to it? And then it's like, if you clear for that in 3 weeks, you come back and get the second shot. What if you have an adverse reaction to the first shot? Does that mean that you shouldn't go get the second shot? That and those kinds of things are what I'm unclear about. That's what I'm having trouble with. I see that we have a caller on the line. Caller with the last number is 4828. Well, let's get into it. Get involved. Caller with the last number is 4828. Welcome to the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I appreciate you holding on. What's on your mind this morning, this a.m.?
Good morning. I'm just kind of like listening. I have some opinions about some of the stuff that you've already mentioned, including the effectiveness of this shot. It's not really a vaccine, but they have to call it a vaccine in order to get, you know, people to comply with what it is that they're trying to do. I personally, do not support the shot because I have family members that work in the medical industry and have been for like their entire lives who are not getting the shot, things that have been shared amongst the medical community, including the fact that components of this shot are synthetic. You know, and if you go to Pfizer's website and Moderna's website, they actually say it. You know, they won't publicize it, you know, through the media, and they don't want physicians to speak on it unless specifically asked. But they do have that information available. It's made up of synthetic components and chemicals. So I'm sorry, I'm not in a rush to go inject that into my system, you know, just because. You know, and I think it's interesting how some people will be like, oh, yeah, I don't want to be around anybody who hasn't gotten a vaccine. Yo, you haven't even gotten a vaccine. You don't even know what you got. It's like literally all of the components are things that have the potential to disrupt your system, and they can't even tell you how. Because there has not been enough research. They can't even, if you go to Pfizer's website, if you go to Moderna's website, they will say to you, hey, we don't even know how this is going to affect young people, you know, people in their 20s and the birth rate. We don't know how this is going to affect pregnant women. We don't know how this is going to affect the babies that these pregnant women are carrying. But listen, take it anyway. You know, they're not even telling you that they're not going to get the virus. They're just saying that you could potentially get a softer version, you know, of the virus. And it's not even effective after 3 months. You're going to have to get another shot, another set of shots.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, but that's not a vaccine.
Yeah, with the whole vaccine thing. We know, well, or we should know, that whenever we are putting foreign agents into our bodies are going to react to those things, those foreign agents, as attackers. They're going to go in there and, you know, try to get it out of there. So whether they get it out of your system through perspiration, or if they try to get it out of your body through your urine or through your excrement, it's going to try to get it out of you. So what science tries to do with medicines is try to create medicines that will not act as a foreign agent to your body systems and to your cells. So that the cells can adapt to it, and so that you won't have violent reactions to it. At the same time, they have to make them a little bit foreign, because if they are acting in the same way as what's going on with your body, then you won't get well. So it's the science that goes behind making medicines, the vaccines, or what have you. It's not as easy as it sounds when you start thinking about it scientifically. Now,
right.
Now, when the question I had, and I'm taking a long way of doing this, but I did want to explain that for people who may have limited understanding of how vaccines or medicines work. When we look at the other vaccines that have been created over the past few decades, you know, now I've known people who have died from hepatitis C. Now they have a vaccine for hepatitis C. Has anybody taken a look at what's happening with the people who have taken the vaccine for that? You understand what I mean? The vaccine for cervical cancer that they're giving young women.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know that women have died from cervical cancer and every other kind of cancer, but now they've created a vaccine to prevent young women from contracting cervical cancer. Has anybody taken a look at how that has been going? Has there been any reporting about adverse effects or long-term effects of women who have taken those vaccines, or and also the HPV vaccine? The HPV vaccine that they're giving to young people, men and women. You know, we may need to take a look at that. Like, well, what's going on with that? Sure, nobody wants genital warts, because the genital warts can lead to cancer, especially in women. It's very dangerous for them to have HPV. But you know, we're gonna scrutinize the speed in which a so-called COVID vaccine was created, maybe we should take a look at how when they started working on the other vaccines and when they got it over. Because, you know, we didn't have a pandemic or an epidemic of people dying from HPV. Actually, you don't die from that at all. That's not a terminal illness. It's a condition. But because it leads to something else, that's the deadly part of it. But genital warts in and of itself is not a deadly disease. I think that people should know, who may not know, that there are only two sexually transmitted diseases that are deadly. Two. And the first one is AIDS, not HIV. HIV is the virus that leads to AIDS. AIDS kills.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is syphilis, which has been killing for I don't know how long. But they are still the only two sexually transmitted diseases that will kill you. So although we can be, you know, wary and cautious about getting herpes and HPV and chlamydia and gonorrhea and all of those, they ain't going to kill you. They'll fuck you up and they'll make your life uncomfortable, but they won't kill you. You won't die. There's absolutely no life expectancy on from other sexually transmitted diseases, even though they call one of the reasons why so many people have herpes, genital herpes. Well, actually, just a herpes period, because they don't separate it. You know, if you have cold sores, you have the herpes simplex virus inside of your body. People don't call it herpes when you have a cold sore, because so many people have it. But if you have sex with that open cold sore, if you give somebody head, guess what they have? Well, they won't get it on their lips. Let me put it that way. Well, they may have, because you might have kissed them too. Anyway, because you can't get rid of it, because they have not made. Wait a minute. I don't know if you know. Have they come up with a vaccine for genital herpes yet?
Yes.
I thought I remember hearing something about that.
Well, not a vaccine, but they have medication as of 4 years ago. They came up with a medication to cure. They said cure. That's what they were billing it as, and they were advertising it, and then they took some of the advertisements down. And according to my family, it was because, you know, they were, I guess they were overzealous. They were too excited about the effectiveness of it. And, you know, they do clinical trials and things like that before they even make it known to the public. But the medicine is still out there. So I guess it's how does she describe it? It is most effective on a certain, I guess, at a certain stage of the disease.
Mm.
But there is something out there.
Yeah, I'm looking at what I Googled, And I do see the word cure here, and then I see the word treatment here.
Yeah, you see.
Interesting. And
exactly.
Yeah. So they might have had to, they might have had to retract. Did we say cure? We meant like we can really stop
somebody
this shit
without and got cured. And then messed around and got it again. That's probably what happened.
Probably. Had an outbreak. It might have took, I don't know. It may take it, a year or two. I don't know. Whatever. But, okay. Okay. With that being said, we may need to look at how long certain vaccines were in production before they came into fruition. Because when we have conditions that ain't killing but may be generating revenue, you know what I mean? The push to cure may not be so rushed. They may not hurry it, or it may not seem so urgent. And that's something we have to deal with. The fact that COVID-19 was killing people in a week. Something had to be done. You know, with HIV, with AIDS, you had 5 years. You may not have had the whole 5 years, but you knew that from the time you got diagnosed, you wasn't going to die that week unless you're Eazy-E. But, you know, like everybody else, you know, lived for a little while with this COVID-19. It's like, you got sick one day. You got sick today, sore throat today, couldn't breathe tomorrow, dead by Saturday. You know, that type of shit. Something had to be
done.
Can you
look it up?
Can I look it up? What?
Like how long it took for certain vaccines to be developed?
Okay. Let me see how I can word it. Let me see how long. You know what? We probably have to do it individually. So, like, how long did it take to create? Which one we want to go for? The HPV or cervical cancer or which one? Your choice. How long it took to develop other vaccines in history. Ooh, let's have a look here. Okay. How long it took to develop 12 other vaccines in history. The coronavirus pandemic has infected nearly 14 million people in a matter of months. And scientists are racing to develop a vaccine. Okay, blah, 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 blah. But vaccines often take years and sometimes even decades to develop, test, approve, and for public use. To gain some perspective, okay, which one? Goddamn, how long? Okay.
I can tell you the smallpox vaccine took 184 years between the development of the first vaccine.
And that's the first one that came up. Okay, let me see.
184 years. Not 3 months. Not 6 months. And smallpox is killing, you know.
In 1796, Edward Jenner in the UK created the first successful smallpox vaccine, but it wasn't until the 1950s.
1980.
It wasn't until the 1950s that vaccine treatments began to effectively eradicate the disease in some parts of the world. Then in 1967, global effort provided. Yep, you said 80. Fuck. Okay, now the bubonic plague. How long did it take for the bubonic plague?
Oh,
You know, I wasn't ready for this. Hold on. What we got? A yellow fever, typhoid fever. I'm trying to get. All right, let's see. Let's influenza. Let's
see
how.
Looking that up, I just want to say that, like, people want to act like you're paranoid for daring to ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, no offense to anybody else, but not, I don't know if I really care, but I mean, I don't really only give a shit about black people. I feel like we should be asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
We should be, like, we're not paranoid enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it took a long time for that flu vaccine. They started.
And that shit don't even work.
They found
the
that
doctor,
out.
If you ask,
they developed
if
it in 1945.
Your doctor, if you ask your doctor, the doctor will tell you, hey, listen, I'm giving you this vaccine, but we don't know what strain of the flu this is, so you still may get it. I got pneumonia twice after getting the flu vaccine, literally immediately afterwards. I'm good. No, thank you.
Mm.
And then they tell you if you have had adverse reactions to the flu vaccine, you probably shouldn't get the COVID vaccine. What?
Look how long anthrax has been out. Good Lord. They talking about that shit's been around since 700 BC. Mumps, measles. Shingles. Okay, they do have a shingle. Okay. Okay, let me see. Shingles or herpes zoster stems from the virus that causes chicken pox, blah, 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 blah. Okay, going all the way from the 60s. But it wasn't until 2006 that the first commercially available vaccine was licensed in the U.S. So, okay, HPV. Here we go. Here's the one we want. HPV. All right. There's two strains of HPV thought to cause 70% of cervical cancer, hundreds of thousands of deaths in each in the year. 1981, the link between HPV and cervical cancer was first made in 1981, and over two decades of research followed before a viable vaccine hit the market. So, yeah, nothing suspicious here. See, what they don't tell you is that the scientists back then wasn't really shit. They ain't know nothing. These scientists, your scientists, they got it on the ball.
Yeah, you might be right about that. They smarter now. Mm-hmm. They can create vaccines in a day.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody in the chat on YouTube. Thanks for coming through. Hold on, I'm seeing that. Let me see.
If you look at some of the ingredients of the vaccine, it's some of the same ingredients from fertilizer. I kid you not.
That doesn't surprise me at all, because when you look at a lot of medicines, you'll see. It doesn't surprise me that out of trash, you know, certain things can be created to help you live. The same way as, you know, we till the weeds out of our garden, so that our pretty plants and flowers can grow. But weeds are not harmful plants. You can eat many. There are many weeds that you can eat now,
like dandelions.
Yeah, like dandelions and like arugula. But you have to be really be careful, because if you have allergies to certain things, you know, you can really hurt yourself. I'll never forget 2015. When we went on a hike. Yeah. It was either 2015 or 2016. and we all went on a hike. My dad went with us this time. And an old friend of mine from the 70s, she came along. And my dad gave us some arugula, like, yo, you can eat this shit. You know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, blah. And she ate it. Damn near died. She was sick as shit the next day. I had to go to the hospital, get a stomach pump. She was like, yo, she ain't blame my dad because it wasn't his fault. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he could eat it and many other people could eat it, but you have to, you know, if you're going to go the natural way, just like with a lot of herbs and stuff like that, just because it doesn't have any pharmaceutical side effects or side effects associated with pharmaceutical drugs doesn't mean that it won't have any side effects from you. Because many of the pharmaceutical, many of the medicines that we have taken has changed our DNA, our systems, the way that our organs function to the point where sometimes can't stomach the natural shit. So you got to be careful, you know. You got to be careful when trying some of this stuff. But I'm just saying that to say that there are very little things out that grow from the dirt that you cannot eat and actually become healthier. Very little, you know.
Right.
So it doesn't surprise me when we've used some fertilizer, you know, some shit, in order to make some shit better. You know what I mean?
No, like, but I'm not talking about the natural fertilizer ingredients. I'm talking about the chemical components from fertilizer, not the natural ones.
Mm. So
that's
like the
what
gas. Like the gas.
So, it's right, the information's right there and available. You don't have to believe me.
Mm.
You know. They make it available. You just have to go look for it.
Mm-hmm. So with this, let's get into it. From the people that you know, are you experiencing knowing more people who have taken the shot, or more people who are wary of the shot and they like the shot ain't nothing I got?
Let me put it this way: there are 765 employees at the school that I work for.
At your work?
At my job, yes. out of 765 people, 140 people have gotten it. That's it. And they made it available to us earlier than everybody else because we are school employees.
Okay.
Only 140. Out of friends and family outside of work, it split, I want to say 70-30, not getting the vaccine. It's basically 70-30. Some people have gotten it. Everybody but two have gotten like really sick from either the first or second shot or both. Like my mother got the shot, and she was sick both times, like down for a week and a half.
Wow, really?
Yeah, with both of the shots.
Wow.
And her doctor had actually suggested that she not get the shot. So, but she wanted to get the shot.
A doctor.
Mm-hmm. Well, they say if you have certain health conditions or have experienced certain things that you might not want to get it. But my mom got it. She's fine now. She's perfectly fine now. But you know, each time she got the shot, we were looking around like kind of nervous, keeping an eye out on her.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, so you said at your job, seven out of 769 employees, how many 765, and how many have gotten the shot?
140.
Low percentage.
Yep.
Very loose.
And it's not about demographics either, because we cover the entire state of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So we're based out of Pittsburgh, and then we have satellite academies across the state. The bulk of the employees are in Pittsburgh, but we have a substantial amount everywhere else, and it's 140. 140.
Oh, okay. So, all right, with that being said, a lot of people think that if you don't want to get the vaccine, then you're probably a Trump supporter. Has that been your experience?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. And I'm not a Trump supporter, you know.
You would think that because Trump got the shot, his supporters would get the shot. He told them not to wear masks. They didn't wear masks.
Did he say go get the shot though?
No, he didn't. That's what I'm saying. But so, you would think that they would, you know, if they're following the example, you know what I mean? He didn't wear masks. So they felt like, well, if he's not going to wear them, why should we wear them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though he told them, he loosely told them that it's a good idea to wear them. But he definitely didn't say that they should or have to.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he absolutely didn't do. And, of course, we know that at his rallies, they required everyone to sign a waiver about them not wearing masks to protect themselves legally if they contracted the virus, if they contracted coronavirus while they were at one of his rallies or events. So they did the, like, what you protect yourself legally from lets me know, or should let everyone know, what you know and what your concerns are. If you're not worried about somebody suing you over something, that's because you don't think that they could, or that they would, or that they should. But when you make sure that your lawyers go in and proactively make people sign things, do things, and perform things in order to protect your assets, then you know what it is. Like, yo, this is not sweet. This is not a good deal. You know, there's a very large potential for you to get hurt here. But go ahead, sign off. Ain't nothing going to happen to you. You'd be all right. Okay, so with that being said, all right. All right, with us having that, all right, so you know a lot of people who haven't gotten the vaccine or the shot, whatever we're calling it. All right, so evidently those weren't the people that would be in those long lines in order to get the shot. They weren't making appointments or whatever. Now, the title of this show is The Vaccinated and the Unvaccinated, and I'm under the belief that it's causing a big separation in the way that we deal with each other, especially when, with the COVID restrictions, the PPE restrictions being torn down or being lifted in so many areas, like social, in the city of Philadelphia, social distancing is no more as of last Wednesday. Social distancing, go bye-bye. Bye-bye social distancing. Mask restrictions are being lifted in some of our public places.
Some places.
So, but you know what? Yesterday, in capacity. Capacity restrictions are supposed to be gone. Supposed to be. But yesterday I went to the AutoZone, and guess what? They wouldn't let me in the AutoZone because there were too many people in the AutoZone.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, well, I thought there was no more social distancing. I thought there were no more capacity requirements. So how come we couldn't go in there and we still have the mask requirement? So how come we couldn't just go in there and breathe near each other? You know, I mean, honestly, I'm like, you know, they were kind of breaking the rules at AutoZone. I'm like, why have to wait outside?
Well, wait, don't businesses have the right to still have certain things in place? I think that was one of the little sidebars about it. I mean, I live outside of Philadelphia, so I live in Delaware County, and mm-hmm. I was at the health food store in Springfield, and I was like, okay. All right, let me go in there. I was with my mother. We put on our mask. Just because you don't know who's been vaccinated, who's not, you don't have the right to ask somebody who's been vaccinated, who's not. You know, I'm not. I don't know. I put on my mask. I go in there. The people that work there don't have a mask at the health food store. And then some of the customers have a mask. A lot of them didn't. Kids, their parents, they didn't. And there was no this. That means mm-hmm. they had a little social distancing sticker still on the floor, but people weren't really adhering to it like they were before during COVID. And I've been going to this place, Martindale's forever, and during COVID they were very, very strict. As far as social distancing,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, it was completely the opposite of your experience yesterday at AutoZone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the city and the county determines what restrictions that there are for businesses to conduct themselves for the public. So when the city says that there's no more social distancing, there's no more social distancing. Period. It doesn't mean that there's no more social distancing for this one or that. No, that's it. So by law, you don't have to do it. Now, maybe there are some private business provisions that will allow them to still do whatever, you know, they want to do. Whatever. But as far as the city is concerned, it's done. So same thing with those stickers, those social distancing, those 6 feet. They're supposed to be taken up in most places, but the capacity requirements are what they are. You can't like whatever your original capacity requirements were for your business when you were zoned for your business. That's what it is now. It was only mm-hmm. there were only restrictions on that due to the pandemic and COVID-19. So when the city on Wednesday said, as of today, there are no more capacity restrictions. So stadium venues and banquet halls and event halls and stuff like that, y'all can let in as many people as y'all have to, and there is no social distancing. However, you do still have to wear masks indoors. Outdoors, no. Indoors, yes. So that's where we are. You know, like, so... So there's a lot going on with this, but on a personal note, for people dealing with each other, you know, like, are we going to start having COVID vaccinated only cookouts and parties and functions? It wouldn't surprise me, especially if I have already been told that if you haven't been vaccinated, you still have to wear your masks in indoors or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So it's like we walking around with a big X on us, you know what I'm saying? Still got to wear the mask, right?
I just want to answer a question that's in your gallery
mm-hmm.
To Mike. Mike, I was a teacher for years. I'm now an education administrator. Not the lunch lady.
Okay, cool. So you're the lunch lady. but you moved up.
I mean,
listen, man, shout out to all the NCAs out there. Shout out to all the NCAs. Shout out to all the crossing guards. Y'all the real MVPs.
I read what you said, Mike.
Shout out to all the MPVs.
Fuck out of here.
So, I mean, are we going to start looking at each other sideways? You know, for our people, we exercise one reason of separation over another. I mean, after another reason to separate. You know, we've been dealing with colorism for so long, light skin versus dark skin, good hair versus bad hair, you know, paid versus broke, the projects versus the house versus apartment, you know what I mean? The blue collar versus, yeah, the blue collar versus the white collar, you know, it's just, and I'm looking at what this summer is going to be. Now, I think for the most part, people ain't going to give a shit, you know. I think for the most part, people are going to be like, I got the vaccine because I'm not trying to go through that shit. Maybe I lost people to the virus, and I'm not trying to have that for myself. Plus, I'm afraid to get the virus because I don't know what the long-term effects are from this virus.
I understand that. I get it. I just feel like, you know, I don't think that people should just jump right into it without actually doing some research. There are so many people who didn't do any research at all, didn't ask any questions at all, and just said, just give it to me. This shit is too scary. Just give it to me. You know? And there's always going to be a group of people who respond that way. Always. Throughout history, there's always going to be, you know, a group of people. You know, the boat's sinking. Let's just jump into the water. The fuck are you talking about? You're not going to find a piece of, you know what I mean, of the boat to try to float on. You're just going to jump in the water. You know, so, I understand people's reactions, but I think it's sad to see so much division. I mean, it's really causing a lot of division between friends and family and coworkers. You know, we go back, you know, into the schools. Soon, and I hear some of my coworkers like really, really worried. Well, what about the people who haven't been vaccinated? How are we going to protect our families? And you know, it's they're really scared. They're the people who jumped in the water, and they're really, really scared. It's causing a lot of division.
Yeah,
day to day and at work.
Our people are just so good at dividing. I just wish we weren't as adept at dividing as we are. We kind of suck at uniting. We have flashes, but we're so inconsistent. But we're consistent as hell about dividing. Dividing for this reason, dividing for that reason, dividing because of him. Right?
That was crazy. This vaccine, The passion for this vaccine has taken over the passion for veganism. Like, before this vaccine, you know, a vegan could come up and hit you with a bat for eating some meat. Now it's switched over to the vaccinated and the unvaccinated.
I don't know if you know, do vegans get the shot? Is that authorized? Is the shot vegan authorized?
I don't know one vegan who has gotten a shot, and I know a bunch of vegans. Not one. Not anybody who's admitted to it. Let me put it that way.
Yeah. Are the vegans that you know real vegans? Because a lot of people don't even know what vegans are.
They hardcore. Like if I have a barbecue, I have two grills. I always have two grills. I have to cook their stuff on a separate grill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're very serious about it. Like I said, very passionate. Get into whole, full-fledged, you know, arguments about it.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't even really know what veganism is. They think it's vegetarian. They think they just remix the name vegan for short. They'd be like, yeah, I've been thinking about going vegan. I'm like, I don't think you've been thinking about that at all. I don't think they know what it entails. That shit ain't sweet like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It really ain't.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you start running around here like, yo, I'm getting rid of all these leather shoes, jackets, boots, coats, pants, shirts, blazers. Like, yo, you still got that shit in your closet? You ain't no vegan. And that's real shit. You know what I'm saying? Like you can wear that vegetarian tag. You gonna be all right. But if I catch you riding around in your car with them leather seats, I'm like, what the fuck is you doing?
Well, but not the vegetarian. You mean vegan? I have a son
vegan. What I was saying was they can wear the vegetarian title because they ain't ready to be vegan. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah, they ain't ready. You ain't ready for that lifestyle.
He was like, Umi, you know, you're a vegetarian, and you know, I think you know that you might really, really like coming over to the vegan side because a lot of your meals are vegan, and you know, you have a lot of creativity. And I'm like, uh-huh. Well, first of all, every once in a while, I like some chicken. So this is not going to work for me. But second of all, you need to worry about yourself, bro. Like, you sitting over here with leather boots on and a leather coat with fur around the collar, boy.
Fur around the collar.
Like,
oh, my God.
Fur around the collar. How are you a vegan? You're like a disgrace to the vegan community. Now,
disgrace.
I was joking, right? You know,
right.
You know, that's just how we talk in our family. Man, he was like, oh, my God, you're so right. You know, he took off. He gave the damn leather coat away.
He should.
Took off the boots.
He should. He should.
I was like, what you going to do, wear sandals? And are they leather sandals? Like, what you going to wear?
You better go for that synthetic shit. He'll still
gonna,
be able to wear.
He's going to be able to wear that stuff.
Listen, most shoes out here, well, most sneakers out here aren't made with leather anymore anyway, so you good.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You go ahead and rock them soy Nike Airs.
Sorry. I ain't never heard of them. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
It is what it is.
I
you gotta wear them soy Airs, boy.
Oh, let me find out. They're using the extra firm soybeans, tofu to make sneakers.
See, the vegan Nike Airs have the Nike squash on it. The regular ones are the Nike swoosh. You got the Nike squash on that. Well, it's going down out here. But yeah, now I know plenty of people who have gotten who contracted the virus. They lived through it. They're still not getting the vaccine. They're like, nah, man, I'm good. So
it's
I'm thinking
scary.
That if you went through the violent turbulence of having that disease and the fear. Because, you know, getting it, knowing that people were dying from that shit, you know you're going to be scared as hell to get it. So going through all of that, but still getting through it and feeling like, yeah, I got through it and all of that. And it was terrible. It was the most terrible thing I've ever been through. However, I fear that vaccine more than I fear the virus.
Mm-hmm.
That means something to me. You know, I mean, I don't know if it's like a spiritual signal that they are receiving from the heavens that's telling them, listen, I got you through. I got you through the virus as a lesson. You know, watch who you kissing. Watch who you are around. Watch who you, get too close to on a subway or something like that. But that vaccine is going to stay with you a lot longer than that virus will. So, I mean, who knows? Now, I haven't gotten the shot, and I have no plans to do it. there have been rumblings where I work to try to encourage people, encourage all of the employees to get the shot, whatever. But, you know, fortunately and unfortunately, there are just a little bit too many Trump supporters at my job. They ain't having it. You know what I'm saying? They're like, I ain't got that shit. Shit, we put the mask on. That's as far as it's going, man. If it wasn't for the check, we wouldn't have done that, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but don't get me wrong. I don't want to credit Trump supporters for being progressive in the area of resistance. This is not resistance just for resistance sake. This is not just being stubborn. You know what I mean? Saying, I'm not eating that today. I don't like it. This is not that. When you start thinking about what has been done to our people historically in the name of science and medicine, even if you feel like we've gotten past that, the effects of the damage that has been done to our ancestors has switched our organ makeup of how we process food and all kinds of things. So we still feel it if our great grandfathers and mothers felt it. So we do have a reason to be concerned.
Right.
Whenever we put our guard down, it just doesn't go very well. It just doesn't. It don't be going right. I can't blame us for feeling that way. Now, I haven't gotten the shot. I don't want to get the shot. And barring them, you know, giving out look, we're going to give you $100K to get the shot. I'm like, wait a minute. Now, if they give me $100K to get the shot, I'm really not getting that fucking shot. Like, yo, wait, ho. It was all good when y'all was giving out T-shirts and cakes and cookies.
And lottery tickets, right?
Lottery tickets and shit. Hold on. Y'all giving away life-changing money to get a shot? Oh, no. Nah, side. Nah. Nah. So, but
people would get it, and they wouldn't even ask why.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't even ask why.
But I don't live my life in fear. I don't fear the government coming to get me. I figured that when they get me, they won't be singling me out. They'll be rounding up everybody. You know what I mean? I'll be feeling like one of the cows on their way to the slaughter. I'm like, ain't nothing I can do about this. This head is coming off of here. You know? But I don't wanna give the impression that I'm out here all nervous and scared and all that. Oh, here's one thing. Here's another thing I should say. I don't really like the fact that it's free. You know what this government does to things that they give away free? You know what I'm saying? I'm still not right from the free cheese.
Wait a minute. Now, I'm with you. I'm with you with all the other stuff as far as the vaccine, but they had to make it free, because if you have a whole country of people whose livelihoods have been compromised, and you want them to comply with something like this, how are you going to charge for it? You can't charge people who don't have insurance for a shot.
You can't?
Well, you shouldn't.
Those flu shots are always free?
Mine are. But, I mean, in this case, it would have been foolish for the government to charge for the COVID shot. It would have been absolutely foolish. I'm going to say foolish. Seriously, how'd that look? You know, people have lost their jobs, lost their homes, and you're going to make them pay for a shot? You're going to make them pay?
I totally understand why they made it free. I just am suspicious of it because it's free. I just know what they do. Listen, when they gave those, when the pilgrims, or should I say, when the settlers gave the so-called Indians those nice warm blankets in the wintertime, how'd that turn out? Smallpox like a motherfucker, man. So I'm like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You really want to get at everybody? Make it free. Put a government tag on it and make it free. That's your ass.
How much do you pay for the flu shot?
Huh?
How much is the flu shot?
I don't know. I was just asking whether it was free, always free or not. I don't even know.
I've literally never paid for it.
Let me see.
Well, I say never. I only had it twice. But we don't have to pay for it.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. We're going to see about it.
Maybe it depends on your occupation or your insurance.
Well, if you got to have insurance, that means it's definitely not free. That means it's expensive as shit. Let's see. Is the flu shot always free?
Hell no.
To advisory.com, health insurers are required under the Affordable Care Act to cover all federally recommended vaccines for patients, meaning when patients with insurance get their flu shots, it's free.
Patients with insurance. So if you don't have insurance?
They force you to have insurance, and then the shot is free. So either you have insurance through your job or through the government, and then it's free.
So if that shit is expensive as hell, that's what you
probably
think.
Probably.
Yeah, it gotta be. If you gotta have insurance in order for it to be free, that shit is worth at the very least a copay. And you know copays vary from person to person. So,
It's probably like $300. Well, maybe not that much, but still, it's probably $50 to $100.
I figure it's at least the cost of a doctor's visit. So you know, some people for a walk-in visit with no insurance, it can be $100, $150. You never know. You know, it varies.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
varies.
And if you have a copay, you still paying. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just so happen not have to pay for it, but it probably varies.
Like I said, I'm still messed up from the free cheese of the 80s. You know what I'm saying? and I believe I had some of those powdered eggs and milk too. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit is fucked up right now. I honestly believe that's the reason that my hair, I don't have it. I blame that shit. He's in the 80s. You still got hair. I know it for a fact. But that shit affected a lot of people. Free cheese. Motherfuckers running around here talking about how good those grilled cheese sandwiches was. But the fuck out of here.
What are you talking about? Didn't even melt. It didn't. The cheese didn't know. It was just citrus and just dark orange.
Hard cheese sandwiches. Hard cheese sandwiches.
The longest 6 months of my life. That's right.
Oh, okay, they wasn't grilled cheese. They were warm cheese.
They were
warm cheese sandwiches. Oh, my goodness. yeah, I don't know, man. I figure anything I pay for, I can dispute. Anything I pay for, I can petition. Anything I pay for, I can do more than just get my money back. I can ask some questions about it. Like, yo, what's this shit? Nah. This ain't the farmer's market. You ain't gonna tell me I can't pick and choose what I want. Yes, I can. If I'm paying, I'm picking and choosing. Yeah. Have you ever been to a produce market where they had somebody distributing the produce to you instead of you picking your own? Have you ever been to a place like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me no picking. Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I tell them, no, I want that one. No, mm-hmm. I want this one. No, I want that one.
Yeah, I get real funny. I get real funny.
Real quick, I think it's interesting that some of the people who refused to comply when COVID first hit during those first few months, they were like, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not, you know, not going to, you know, they were still going to parties and having cookouts and doing all that kind of stuff. Those same people are like, I can't believe you're not getting this vaccination. Man, if you don't get, what? You wouldn't even wear a mask.
You got to get
the wear a mask. But now you're going to be, you know, the biggest supporter of the vaccine because you want to go back out and party. You're not even really doing it because, you know, you're concerned about, you know, and anything serious. You're like, I just want to be able to party. I want to be able to say I got the vaccine and I am, and that's that. This is, I'm not making this up. This is what people have like straight up told me.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I'm doing it.
Wow.
Because they want to go party. They want to go travel. They don't want people asking them questions. Now, these particular people were not even wearing masks. These people were not social distancing at all. These are the same people. I'm talking about those particular people, not anybody else who wants to party or travel or whatever. I just think it's hypocritical.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm looking at Grits and Wavy. Her comment in the, she says, I'm a recipient of the free cheese and I turned out particularly fine. Thank you. Perfectly fine. I think it even made my immune system strong.
Ask her if that cheese melted though. Ask her if it melted.
That cheese still
That's
in the bottom of her stomach to this day. It's still stuck in her small intestines. To this day, it's never coming out. Look, that cheese in her small intestines just watching everything go by, like it's stuck to the walls. Like, look, steak, chicken, broccoli, green beans. Look at this, macaroni and more cheese. How come that cheese going by? Okay. Macaroni cheese dressing, you know, because they call it dressing in Chicago. Yeah. They don't call it stuff. Okay, dressing, cranberry sauce, turkey, gum, penny. He's watching everything go by. He's just playing the wall like. Shit, I ain't never coming out, man. I got in this bitch. I'm chilling. Chilling. You know what I mean? Y'all motherfuckers go to the toilet if y'all want to. I ain't going nowhere. I'm up in here. You know what I'm saying? I stopped hating. I stopped hating inside this system around 98. You know what I mean? Once I realized that this is what it's going to be, it was cool. Ansel Jones says, why is it that black women black women sick because of government cheese? Nah.
You sure?
Because they wasn't sick back then. You know what I'm saying? That's that steroid beef and chicken. That's what's up. Mm. When they change the makeup of McDonald's fries, that's when you know. I mean, that's when it happened. When they stop flame broiling Burger King burgers. You know what I mean, when they change the formula of the ice cream in McDonald's, yeah, that's when the weight start coming on. Mm.
I don't eat that stuff though.
I don't eat it either. But I figure if I don't eat McDonald's no more, there's no way I can justify getting a shot. And that's all I got to say about it. You know what I mean? I'm leaving it like that. You mean to tell me I'm dissing a Big Mac and fries? You know what I mean? But I'm going to shoot this shit in my arm? Nah, I don't think so. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not doing it. Not mine.
No, I just saw a comment go up on my screen because I'm talking to you on my phone, but you're actually on my TV, and so I can see the comments going up. And Gritton Wavy said that she doesn't remember if it melted.
She know it didn't. She just ate it anyway. You know what I'm saying? Just, more than likely, she didn't even really realize how much she was being force-fed. There are many ways to force-feed somebody. You can do it by influence. But just remember, you's grown now, and you can make your own decision. Now, the question you got to ask yourself is, on this day, June 6th, 2021, would I eat that government cheese? Would I?
Nope.
The children of today will never know what it was like to stand in a cheese line or to stand in the line to get your food stamped at the 3-2 center. They will never know what that was like. But I was there. I was there. I saw it. I saw it and I can't unsee it. And that's why I am the way that I am right now. That's the reason I won't get the vaccine. Cause I stood in the cheese line, not to get cheese for me, but if my man and his mom are getting free cheese, and we going to Woolworths after, I'm standing in the cheese line. That's just how it goes. Not that we didn't have free cheese in my house, cause every home, regardless of your income, every black home had some free cheese in it. I don't know how it got there, but it got there. They was giving away so much of that shit, but we just give it to you. Hey, Miss Barbara, here. Hey, I got you a block. They was giving out that cheese like they was giving out that vaccine. It was free, wasn't it?
You ain't never lie. You got me.
It was a line to get the vaccine. It was a line to get the free cheese. You know what? I think we might be on to something here. Hold the fuck up. Wait a goddamn minute. We wasn't starving in the 80s bad enough to stand in that goddamn cheese line. Why were we waiting for free cheese? Fuck. And it wasn't as many chicken wings. It wasn't as many chicken wings back in the day. It's only two wings per bird, right? Where'd all these fucking chicken wings come from?
I know.
How many chickens have to die for you to get 10 wings? Mm. 10 full wings. Now, you say five. I'm like, I'm not so sure it's five. They got these hybrid birds. They got like 10 wings on them and shit. You know what I'm saying? So these are dinner chickens and shit. You've heard of frying chickens? These are dinner chickens. Fuck. Yo, man, I can't do this no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm discovering things. I hadn't thought about this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, chicken wings so expensive. Like, We need to infiltrate the Tyson plant and Purdue and see what's really going on. And that other one too. What's the other chicken
Tyson?
Yeah, besides there's Tyson, there's Purdue, and there's another one. Because Tyson, they process a lot of their food. That should be seasoned already. Like, what the fuck is this? that shit don't even say fresh chicken on it. Look, it just says chicken. That shit don't say nothing about fresh. You know, and he'd be like, it's fresh. I mean, it's good. Good, fresh, same thing, right? No.
If people don't ask about hormones in the food either. So I guess we shouldn't be surprised that they're not asking questions about the vaccine.
Listen, when white girls started getting fat asses, I knew that they changed up everything in the food. And when white men started submitting to liking it, I'm like, what the fuck? I went to high school with y'all. Y'all, the word fat ass meant fat girl. Now y'all like, yeah, I like a girl with fat. What? Nigga, what?
What? Where I grew up, the white girls have fat asses, so.
Of this caliber?
Yes. Yes. They have fat asses. It wasn't foreign, you know.
Like, they didn't even used to want that.
No, they hated it. They hated it.
Yeah,
they had it, but they hated it. And the white boys were like, yo, you know, look at you, you fat. They would actually say that you look like a black girl, and the girls would be crying. I'm like, now they like, okay. So Italian girls always had pokey booties. Greek girls always had wide hips and tits. And then you had a bunch of them with both, with it all.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
There are hormones in the food.
Well, it ain't no doubt about that, but. So white girls started getting fat asses and all men started losing their hair at 25. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. I got to get out of here. We got to get out of here. I want to thank you for coming on again. I appreciate it mucho. That's
no
like
problem.
This much. Look
no
forward
problem.
To it again.
No
you have
you
a more than wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
All right, y'all, we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. Excuse me, June 6th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. To get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. To get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. To get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get... Number one out the box, Alicia Brown. Happy birthday to you. And Jacqueline Carson turning 51 years old today. Yep. And, oh, hold on. Let's get this thing right. All right. And Candy Delphin Okonkwo. Turning 41 years old today, and Winnie Burris turning 54 years old today, and Cynthia Thomas, happy birthday to you, and my cuz Keosha Chantel, happy birthday to you, and Sanaa Moore turning 50 years old today, hey. And Sheila Graves, who used to whoop my ass ridiculously on Words with Friends. Like, you know, in Words with Friends, there's some people that beat you more than others. We used to trade wins. It's like demoralized. She be whooping that ass. She know words. I'd be like, what the fuck? What you doing, Sheila? What you doing? Happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my man going all the way back to the 1990s, Jim Bergmark, turning 52 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious June 6th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, vaccinated, unvaccinated, our people can't afford another division among ourselves. And it's a division that's going to break down eventually anyway, because love and desire tears down most divisions when it all comes down to it. The people that you like, the people that you love, are the people that you're going to bring on regardless of what's going on out there, regardless. But I don't think that it's healthy for us to allow the media and the government to decide who we allow into our lives and into our space. Sure, we should protect ourselves and protect our health and those of those who we love at all costs, but not at the cost, not, or should I say, not at the expense of separating yourself from somebody who is, has been there for you, who that you like, and that would protect you at all costs if they could, or if the situation warrants. So I want y'all to have a great day. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death, resuscitation, and love you right back to life. Have a wonderful day. It's hot out there and nice and sunny. It's feeling very summerish. So go out there and do something summery. Do something summery. All right. So Blog Talk, I'm going to get you on the body here. I'm going to holler back. I say peace. Yes, yes, we do that.